or something, wanting because they know that you will be getting out soon. But he said he was going to try to find out some more information. But he did call the AT&F. He said it wasn't them.
It was them.
It was?
Yeah, but they were the one that was over there, the one that took us over the courthouse.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, then he's supposed to be calling me back again because he's made a couple of phone calls. And when he called me back to let me know, he said that he had spoke with somebody from AT&F and they said that it wasn't them. And then he said that he was going to check around and make a few more phone calls and that he would call me back. He was in the court at the time, and he said that after, you know, when he left from court, that he was going to check into the rest of it.
Yeah, because they were the ones that transported us back and forth to court over there.
Okay, yes, sir.
And so it was the officer that picks us up and takes us on over there to the court and get over there in them courtrooms.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, today, Ancestor called Jamal, called, and he said that at the time that they were waiting there then and they were getting ready to take him,
yes.
That they were taking him, okay, they declared him in
Illinois?
To Missouri. He said Springfield, Missouri, and that he was going to call as soon as he had the opportunity to let us know exactly where he was.
Were they sending him for 90 days, 60 days?
I guess so. He said they declared him incompetent.
For 60 days?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, were they sending him down there for observation for 60 days?
Yes, sir.
And then after the observation, that's what the attorney said that they was going to do. Did you tell the attorney that?
No, sir, I didn't. When he calls me back, I will, but no, sir, I didn't.
Okay, well, because I'm going to have somebody call you to find out what's happening and what they come up here taking those particular photographs for us.
Okay, yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You got evil people that work within the system, and they always are trying to do something that they have no business trying to do.
Yes, sir.
But I'm pleased to do the law God and the President of Master Rodgers, I'm going to say, but mentioned the Muslim, right, Mama, because I know I haven't done nothing.
Yes, sir.
But, what else? Fill me in on the rest today.
Okay, Answer so-called Monique and Answer so-called Chantel are at the hospital with little Answer Muhammad, so-called Tracy, so-called
yes,
son. He was having seizures when they had went out to take care of some business this morning, and she took him with her. And he, evidently, you know, he got sick while they were in the van, so they went to the hospital.
Yes, ma'am.
And they're going to keep him for a couple of days. So what they did is the hospital here,
yes, ma'am,
they sent him to UC Davis Medical Center because they didn't have any beds or anything open here, so they sent him in the ambulance. And so the sister, I told her to take the van, and she just followed the ambulance so that, you know, she
would. Which van?
The red and white one, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Okay, so she had just called me, and they just got there to the hospital in UC Davis, and she's doing some paperwork right now, and she's going to call me back, you know, keeping me posted on what's going on.
Yeah, well, that's just related to some more things that I told Brother Anthony, Mama, so-called Tracy about once before, and he had done wrote up some more foolishness for a while.
Yes, sir.
But I just got there yesterday, and we just was going over some things with him, and he was saying he had a dream about the male child falling off a big cliff and stuff and things. But anyway, I'll go on. Fill me in on more stuff.
Okay. Now, so-called Cynthia needs something that she wanted to say about the parole or something to that degree. Her parole.
Okay, what the little that I know about that is that she said that her parole officer had called yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said that the people that had came here to the house, they accepted it as for her being able to be paroled here.
Yes, ma'am.
But their supervisors or something over their head.
Yes,
denied it, so she, something about she has to report back to the same officer, parole officer that she did have.
Yes, ma'am.
And she needs something about some kind of paperwork, and that's why I said she would have to explain to you herself because I don't want to get it confused.
Okay, well, where's she at?
She's downstairs.
The children.
She was helped. There's nobody here but myself and that so-called Donna and that so-called Cynthia, and at the time we were getting ready to feed the children. So she's.
My sister and my so-called Erica.
Her and that so-called Calvin and so-called Michelle went to the store on the bicycles and they were making some. She was making some copies of something that so-called Donna wanted.
Oh yeah.
Yes, sir.
What they have 3 bicycles there?
No, sir. They just started walking and I think one. I don't know how they did it, but they all 3 went.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
ma'am. The
gentleman,
sir.
The gentleman.
Okay, explain to him what you...
Oh, okay. Yesterday, my parole officer called, and even though the parole agents from Sacramento County came here to see me, and...
Okay, yes, ma'am.
They came to see me to verify my residence and everything, and they agreed to keep me in this county, but their superiors went over their heads, and... They didn't accept me.
Yeah. Okay, well, what else? What kind of paper you want to take away and what?
Oh, my paperwork, this, he didn't ask for it. I just wanted for myself to, you know, to look it over to see the release dates on it, because it has a first release date and a second release date of my parole.
What is your first and second?
The first release date is May the 29th of this month, but they're saying that I don't get off parole until September, and I want to see what date is on my paperwork that I brought from prison.
Okay. Well, here's another thing that I wanted to say to you. You know, they got what they call the parolee's rights. You know, they don't tell people about. You know, they just cannot deny you without you are able to file a complaint against them to make them show cause of what they would deny you about.
Yes, sir. When we went to Richmond to see her parole officer that time,
yes, ma'am.
And when he was saying that he was going to refer her to be paroled here,
yes,
he said that if they did that we could protest it.
That's right. You have a right to protest it. You can take them around and around until you be off parole by that time.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And then on top of that, you got to remember, like I told you, that's what you just say that you'll be, well, for one thing, that you're in the custody of you're more so into the custody of your spiritual godmother, which is Mother Superior, which Mother Superior was a juvenile officer.
Yes, sir.
And see, and there's no way that they can show cause, so she's registered to that house there, and she's acknowledging that you're like a godchild, a spiritual godchild. There's no way that they can deny you.
Yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying? They cannot say that she's not qualified to handle you.
Yes, sir. The parole agent also said that he wants us to come by the West County facilities to speak to him on the 24th, and maybe we can work something out as far as me going there on the times on a monthly basis and stuff.
Going where?
To report in.
Yeah, well, I'm just still telling you, too. You could make arrangements for Mother Superior to even go with you, because used to be a juvenile officer.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, they can try to come up with, say, well, because there ain't nobody here, there's nobody there that has been ever convicted of a felony or anything.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? But now, it's natural for them, it's not for the bureaucratic up in this area, up in there where you're at, in that little town of Folsom.
Yes, sir.
To want to try to put a little leaning thing there, but it would have no effect.
Yes.
Just enough to shake you up and see if they can move you, see if they can play you not to be up in that particular area.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but you don't even have to pay that no attention, because in the first place, if they put up too big of a gripe, all you got to do is say, you know, because for your own health and safety code of your own body and for your own sanity, that they cannot make you parole to somewhere that you know that would be bad influence upon you.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, they cannot stop that. If they try to stop that, all you have to do is just go down and flatly refuse to move out of some other superior's house, and then tell them, now, you show cause, because we'll go to NAACP, we'll go to the parole rights people, we'll go to all these people that lay hold, and you'll be liable for civil suit because you are stepping upon my civil rights.
Yes,
so you ain't got nothing to think on that. Just go along with the ball.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Because you didn't come out locked out in the prison master. You got to remember, I locked out in the prison master. What is he for? I'm going to the most honorable. I'm going to run the show. The degree that you're real is the degree that everything goes right.
Yes,
but you
sir.
Still must always know anything of any value. I told her the different stage and it grows to time. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else?
Is there anything else?
The paperwork.
What paperwork?
Do stuff that's at my brother's house. So I don't
know. Go ahead and speak to him. He, I guess.
So would I still be able to get the paperwork that I need for my brother's house?
For your brother's house?
Yes. I mean, he can mail it to me, but I was asking the sisters if I would be able to give the number to him so he can call, so I can tell him exactly where it is in his house, because he doesn't go through my things that I left there.
Oh, you mean your paperwork is down at your so-called mother's or father's them house, or your so-called brother's house?
At my so-called brother's house.
Oh, well, there's nothing wrong with you calling down there to tell him where to go and where to look for it.
He doesn't have a phone.
Oh, so you need to go down there, you're saying?
No, sir, she's asking, would it be all right if she gave the number for him to call?
Where, up here?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's not the number that you're talking on now, but the number in the front.
Okay, yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, yes, ma'am. All persons due to allow down the person of the Deep Lam, I'm the special for the messenger of the most honorable life number. So you, I'll remember that, because all persons due to allow down, never mind. Okay, then. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Sir.
Write me a letter.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Look, from the figures that I have already, basically, from everybody's income to income that's already here, and I really haven't even added mine, and that's the so-called Donna's on to it yet, I think we'll be all right. Well, we know we're going to be all right anyway, but I'm just saying that, you know, as far as we may be able to, it's a possibility after we really figure it all out that we will be able to, you know, what you said about the rent, $1,200, we may be able to double that.
Yeah, I know you should be.
Yes, sir.
But what I'm still saying, the only thing that we're more so necessary about is behind a shadow of a doubt and never be touched is to always put that rent thing.
I know, yes, sir.
Back into that.
Yes, sir. But what I'm saying is, you know, it should be a lot of extra because, see, what's happening with this money is, okay, Amster so-called Monique received three because of, you know, the back that she didn't have before.
Yes, ma'am.
And then with myself, okay, they kind of screwed up. I told you that. They just sent me the one for myself and
yes,
the
ma'am.
Baby. And so then he's sending me, and I have another one coming.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. And then, you know, like that. And it's a possibility Amster so-called Erica should have something back coming also because if it was still active and she didn't have to go through the same processes that Amster.
But you see, well, if I've gotten to print the message, I'm going to teach you about this message, most honorable, I'm going to bless you with that.
Yes,
this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to put that, what I told you, that rent part back.
Yes, sir.
Then you're supposed to start buying all the other little things you've got to buy so your bathroom look right.
Oh, yes, sir. All the, you know, the other little things that we haven't gotten yet.
Yeah, you're
yes,
supposed
sir.
To, every month to go by, you're supposed to be able to get more stuff in there.
Yes, sir. And like we did, we can also get some more, a bulk of some fabrics, you know, to make.
Yes, ma'am.
Make
so that you can always have those outfits studied. So there's always an outfit. They should always be outfit study rolling off at all times.
Yes, sir.
And the next thing, you got the same material that you got, like what you're wearing right now.
Yes, sir.
They got it in a loud red.
Oh, yes, sir. We was.
I don't mean no deep bloodshot red like that red outfit. I'm talking about a loud, like orange-like red.
Yes, sir.
They got that kind of red.
Okay, yes, sir. We were wondering about that, about, you know, in different colors or anything.
Yeah, well, you want that red for the, I thought you want a stack of red and white gowns.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's why I told you to buy another roll of that stuff with the same material in red.
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
And it should always be. And I'm going to tell you, if you'd have looked in yesterday's paper,
yes, sir.
You would have found the clipping before I told you about that sewing machine. Remember where we told you about those clippings on the other sewing machine where I showed you when you came up the window?
Yes, sir.
Where they had that industrial sewing machines again in there, and it was the days that it was going to be up for sale again was on Tuesday, on the 2nd, the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th.
Okay, yes, sir. I do believe, I think yesterday's paper is still downstairs, sir.
And you better grab it because you got to carry that clipping in.
Okay, yes, sir.
Cut the clipping out and carry it in. If they don't have it, go to the newspaper place and they'll have a copy of the old ones.
Yes, sir.
And you get it and cut it out and go there because it only costs, them sewing machines cost $498, but you can get it with that coupon for $188.
Oh, yes, sir.
And
yes.
It's the kind, it's the industrial kind that sewed through leather and all that stuff and brick all the way down that they was going to use for school, to be teaching in school.
Yes, sir.
So I want you to get that one.
Okay, yes, sir.
Do you understand? But you have to probably get tomorrow or I hope it said the 5th because I'm the 4th and 5th.
Yes, sir. Okay.
This is right, but you got to have that clipping.
Okay, yes,
paper.
Sir. Yes, sir. Okay, and also I wanted to let you enlighten you a little bit on this situation with so-called Candace, the school that they put her in. It's just, you know, when I went down there yesterday to take so-called Monique to court.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then when I had to pick up Calvin and Michelle's medical stickers, they went there to my so-called mom, so I went there to get them. And it just, by me going by there anyway, my so-called cousin Shirley was getting ready to go to catch the bus because she was telling me that she had to go to the school to change her because they were saying that they can't lift her. And we all know, you know, basically, well, if you're familiar with what Candy, basically, she would put her arms around your neck, and, you know, and she stands, she just wants you there for support to make sure that she's not going to fall, you
yes,
know?
Ma'am.
So all this day, she said that they've been having her sitting there in school with a wet diaper on, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, they're not supposed to do that.
No, they're not, so.
What you're supposed to do is get enough legal stuff against her workings against that, and you slap a fine against those people, sue
yes,
the people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's what we was doing yesterday, and we went all in there and you know, was talking with the nurse and everything, and we were seeing, you know, and she, my so-called cousin, demonstrated to her how she lifts her, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And that she doesn't, they were talking about they needed this thing, this Hoyer, they have a thing on change, you know, and it's a sling thing. But
if they need it, then they got to better go